City Council's social action plan on chronic homelessness is getting a mixed reaction from some of those near the front lines. Approved May 17, the plan contains measures to deal with drug addiction, mental health, public safety, panhandling, shelter, counseling and feeding the hungry, along with housing the homeless. It commits as much as $825,000 to these measures during each of the next 2 years, but asks for funding from other levels of government as well. Jennifer Van Genip, a member of the Barry Housing and Homelessness Justice Network, notes the plan includes many options for addressing chronic homelessness in Barry. Some, like providing funding for warming and cooling as well as food programs, and assisting people discharged from corrections into homelessness in getting back to their support systems, are welcome, she told Barry Today. Some, like further criminalizing homelessness and assisting our unhoused neighbors and our bylaws, are very concerning. The most important thing right now, I think, is that this conversation has started, with an expanded understanding of how Barry City Council can be part of addressing this issue, and we will be engaging in any and all public consultation opportunities as the city considers its options, Van Genip added. Megan Chambers, executive director of the Elizabeth Fry Society Simcoe Muskoka, said discussion about financial contributions and efforts to address chronic homelessness in Barry are welcome. Seeing movement toward addressing warming and cooling spaces, resources and transportation efforts for those discharged from corrections and food security program support is a step in the right direction of addressing some of the increased and ongoing needs exacerbated by the affordable housing crisis, she said. However, many points in the motion are incredibly concerning and, if mobilized, could further contribute to criminalization of poverty and some of the city's most marginalized citizens, Chambers added. We are happy to see this discussion at City Council and look forward to further explanation of intended implementation and discussion with community, social service organizations and those with lived, living experiencing of homelessness in Barry. Dr. Valerie Gurdisa, Chief Executive Officer of the Canadian Mental Health Association's, CMHA's, Simcoe County Branch, said she was surprised at the range of ideas, noticed some were specific and that likely meant some providers were consulted. I do recognize that many of the councillors, including the mayor, Alex Nuttall, did share that they knew that what was put forward was not perfect, but it was a good first step, she said. Gurdisa said many of the suggestions are already offered by CMHA's Simcoe County branch, and or other social and mental health service providers. So I think it will be critical for the SAO, Barry's Michael Prowse, and his team to have an in-depth understanding of the breadth and depth of services and supports currently offered, to avoid further fragmentation, duplication and/or competition, she said. In the end, I am delighted to see that the councillors with the new mayor have shifted their thinking on these issues, and now it will be critical that everyone comes together to truly understand the breadth and depth of services and supports that already exist, to avoid duplication and to ensure that this is a collaborative process, Gurdisa added. Prowse, the city's chief administrative officer, has been given the task of implementing this action plan, and is to consider and or utilize a number of measures to address chronic homelessness, and enhance Barry's public safety. Ontario government funding will be requested for additional financial support for a rapid access addiction medicine clinic, and to provide more beds and to increase the hours of operation or provide for a similar organization that gives long-term counseling and treatment. The province will be asked to approve funding for a family reunification fund for transportation costs and to help reunite individuals with families or support groups, and pay for operation of a shuttle service for individuals released from Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene. Cooling and warming center for at-risk individuals funding is requested, along with funds for daily meal programs currently being offered on public land and in city parks, for the Salvation Army or similar organizations to support a lunch program and for food security programs through agencies to reduce the needs associated with panhandling. Permanent funding from the province and the County of Simcoe is requested for the county's mobile outreach pilot program in downtown Barrie, if it's deemed to be successful by the city and the county. Changes are planned to Berry's bylaws, protocols and processes to prohibit the use or distribution of tents or tarps in city parks or on public land without a permit, to prohibit the distribution of food and grocery products in public spaces without a permit and to reduce the time required to address camping in parks and the storage of goods in parks or public places. There will be methods to prohibit payment to panhandlers on city streets, intersections and highway ramps, along with placing signs on city off-ramps to discourage panhandling or financial support for panhandlers, and encourage donations to the local social service agencies instead. The city will work with the county and the province on ways to build more supportive housing for community members experiencing adverse mental health or addictions. Supportive housing is a combination of affordable housing with intensive and trauma-informed, coordinated services to help people struggling with chronic physical and mental health issues to maintain stable housing and receive appropriate health care. The city will also appeal to the county for funding to help individuals make the transition from unemployment to employment, through training opportunities. A public meeting will be scheduled at Community Safety Committee about chronic homelessness, addictions and mental health supports in Berry. City staff will also apply for any provincial or federal funding available to support the action plan. Funding to $825,000 annually for 2 years will be available from the city's reinvestment reserve to help pay for these initiatives, as required. This reserve contains about $6 million right now. Its source is dividends from Electra. Berry is a part owner, funds which flow through Berry Hydro Holdings and then into the reinvestment reserve. If necessary, Prowse is authorized to waive the city's purchasing bylaw to award any items or services required to undertake the plan's actions. He will also provide quarterly updates to the Community Safety Committee regarding the effectiveness of the options undertaken from these actions. Carolyn Boyer, a Berry resident and an advocate for the homeless, had some direct questions about the Social Action Plan's measures. Where do those living in tents, encampments go if evicted? She asked. Where does one go to the toilet when washrooms are locked, at a private office building, and hallways patrolled to kick out those who look different? Where does one sit during the day and night without the newly hired security staff taking their pictures and moving them along to? Where do we obtain those permits needed for the public to feed, aid, the poor, ill, addicted neighbors who wander the downtown? Boyer said. No one is going to prevent me from giving money to my friends. My meager $5 given to Busby Center is not going to help my friend get a coffee or granola bar from the dollar store. My friend needs food now. Mina Fayez-Boggett, the County of Simcoe's General Manager of Social and Community Services, said many of the city's proposals align with its current and future strategies. The county's summer, winter and investment plans are being presented to County Council's Committee of the Whole on May 23. These broader plans include a full county-wide approach, recognizing the need for continued summer and winter responses and enhanced supports through the Homelessness Prevention Program, he said. The elements of these plans specific to the city were informed by partner service providers, such as the shelter operators, outreach agencies and housing providers, and City of Berry officials, Fayez-Boggett added. As the provincially designated service manager, the county has and continues to invest significantly in our regional system approach to build up our communities and address homeless and housing supports across Simcoe County. The County of Simcoe is the designated service manager for Berry under provincial law. The county is responsible for planning, funding and managing social housing programs and homelessness services. While City Council can encourage and facilitate the provisions of affordable housing through initiatives, programs and policies, the city does not provide nor manage housing.